Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. Any ideas on who this week's mystery player is? He's 6'6", 259 pounds. It's Kyle Rudolph. Now let's check in with Ben Lieber for another episode of Skull Science.
All right, here we are for this edition of Skull Science. We have Terrence Newman here in, this is the Vikings cafeteria, and this is where you guys, on a daily basis, you get your breakfast, you get your lunch, sometimes dinner, but you come in here to get your workouts and refuel for the day, right? So there's a special system that is set up in this cafeteria with a coloring chart. Could you explain what this coloring chart is?
Yeah, Gigi will have dots labeled, and it's red, yellow, or green. And the red is high fat calories, the yellow is moderate fat calories, and the green is low fat calories. So you can kind of curb what you need by individual position, kind of what you need as far as calorie count and fat count.
So you're a lean guy, you're a corner, and you gotta stay lean and trim. Will you ever go to the high fats?
Not in here, I will never go high fats in here. I might get one thing that's yellow, but everything else is green. I try to stay as lean as possible and stay away from the high calories.
Has that kind of changed throughout your career?
More so now, definitely. You know, your metabolism starts to slow down a little bit as the older you get. So obviously you want to take in as less calories and less fat as possible because it stores more now once you get older.
And how old are you?
I am 37. I'm the old guy of the group, me and Sean Hill.
You know I have to bust you a little bit.
Me and Sean Hill.
Yeah, but it really is, I know that you get tired of the age thing, but it really is, it's a compliment and testament to what you've done on the field and the longevity in this league. I mean, everybody talks about the league is hard to get into, but even harder to stick around. So you should really wear that more as a badge of honor than like looking at like, okay, everybody's talking about my age again.
Stafford whips it out right, caught Golden Tate, stopped immediately by the veteran Terrence Newman.
I think as the culture and society gets more educated, now NFL players are finding that nutrition is becoming a competitive advantage as much as the weight room stuff, as much as film study, as much as preparation on the field. Nutrition really can set you apart from the next guy.
It can. I mean, there are times where you can eat some stuff and you wake up in the morning and your body doesn't feel good. You kind of ache a little bit, and then there's times where you can eat some stuff, you know, so it might be a little more healthy. You don't like the way it tastes, but you wake up in the morning feeling energized and no soreness. Joints don't ache.
After practice, it's always important to not only get the right foods in, but you guys have to replenish all the electrolytes, all the water that you guys lost.
About 60% of an adult body is made up of water. It is recommended to drink 8 ounces of water per day. This equates to 64 ounces of water per day, 448 ounces per week, and 23,360 ounces per year.
So before a game on a Sunday, how early do you start preparing your body for the hydration intake, the water intake, the electrolyte intake? Do you start on Friday? Do you start on Thursday? Do you start on Saturday?
Me personally, I'll start Saturday during the day. You know, I'll up to my intake of water or some type of sports drink on Saturday and do that throughout the night. Wake up in the morning, make sure I might have to go to the bathroom super early in the morning, wake up in the middle of the night. That makes me know that I'm hydrated. And then I try to continue that just a little bit throughout the morning, and then I'm ready to go for the game.
Do you actually think about the caloric intake as you play, or do you just eat and you just kind of have a good sense of how much is enough for you?
Yeah, I don't really count calories. I think that for us, you know, we know that we need certain types of foods. And I think the biggest thing is to get those type of foods that you know you need to be at your best, you know, your optimal athletic, you know, potential. You need some pastas, you know. Mm-hmm. Some people say, oh, carbs are bad. Carbs aren't bad if you're going to go out and run and, you know,
right,
burn a ton of calories.
Right.
You have to have that energy. So
yeah,
you just have to know what type of foods that you need to be at your best as far as athletic performance.
So probably not a safe bet to have chicken wings the night before a game.
It's not a safe bet, but but being in the hotel, there are a ton of guys that have chicken wings.
But after the game?
After the game, you can definitely have chicken wings. Hold it to a minimum. You still have to, you know, replace some of the protein that you just lost, and, you know, make sure your body's not running off its fat intake. But
Right.
Chicken wings are definitely good after the game.
So you can cheat a little bit every once in a while.
You could have some moderate chicken wings.
I like it.
Up next, another young fan gets a shot at KidCaster.
Welcome back to KidCaster. I'm Paul Allen, play-by-play guy for the Minnesota Vikings. And joining us now is...
Noah Shetler.
Mia.
Mia, hi.
Adam.
Nice to meet you, Adam.
Kale.
How are you doing?
Good, how about you?
Good. Thank you very much. Very kind.
Emily.
Nice to meet you. Who's your favorite Viking?
Adrian Peterson.
Cordero Patterson.
Do you love Cordero Patterson?
I am.
Let's get Cordero Patterson squared away and put on a big season. It's only going to help us, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, this play you're going to watch involves the best running back in the NFL. Who would that be, everybody?
Adrian Peterson.
I heard AP. I heard AD. I heard all day. I heard Adrian Peterson. You agree with that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now you ready to watch this play?
Yes.
Here's how I did it last year in Oakland, and we'll see how you can do it. Maestro, roll the play.
Hand off Adrian, scoots through at the 25 to the 30. And he's loose! Adrian inside the 50 to the 40. No flags on the play. Touchdown, Vikings!
All right, some keys for you here.
Okay.
Adrian Peterson gets the ball, and he gets loose. The call there was, and he's loose. Say, and he's loose.
And he's loose.
Say, and he's loose.
He's loose.
And he's loose.
And he's loose.
We're ready to go. Roll it without me. 3-2, go.
Teddy Bridgewater gets a snap, hand off to Adrian Peterson. And he's loose.
Intercepted. On the 35-yard line, Harrison Smith, he is off to the races, folks. Touchdown!
And he makes the touchdown. He makes a touchdown! Touchdown, Teddy!
Yes! How about that? Yes! You're awesome. Are you trying to take my job?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
No! No! Another aspiring KidCaster, courtesy of the Vikings Entertainment Network.
Skull Science on Vikings Huddle is presented by FreeM, official science partner of the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings Explores on Vikings Huddle is brought to you by Lando Lakes, feeding human progress.